I want to draw attention to three concerns about the widening scope of euthanasia in Canada. These are not concerns from the fringes, but statements from a member of a provincial medical college, recommendations before Parliament, and the reality of MAID right now in Canada. And most Canadians are not yet aware of the extent of the horror. The first concern is about a statement regarding infants. A member of the Quebec College of Physicians has formally stated that MAID may be an appropriate treatment for babies from birth to 1 year of age, who come into the world with severe deformities and very serious syndromes, and that parents should have the opportunity to obtain this care for their infant. Canadian law currently permits the withdrawal of life-sustaining treatment for critically ill newborns. This medical practitioner's proposal goes further. He calls for the calculated killing of an infant. These are patients, babies, who cannot speak, cannot consent, and cannot ask for help. If we cannot draw the line here, I'm not sure where medical professionals imagine the line to be. The second concern is a proposal regarding mature minors. A report by the Special Joint Committee on Medical Assistance in Dying, AMAD, has recommended extending MAID to children with parental consent described as optional. A physician, not a child's parent, would determine whether a child is able to consent to his own death. In this discussion, MAID advocates showed their true colors and defended the rationale for euthanizing minors without consulting their parents. Yet 43 expert witnesses called this recommendation deeply flawed. I might call it something stronger. The third concern is euthanasia on demand. Ontario's chief coroner has documented MAID deaths driven not by illness, but by poverty, loneliness, and lack of housing. Approximately half of those who died by MAID in 2024 reported requesting it because they felt like a burden to their families, friends, or caregivers. These are not necessarily people dying of terminal illness. These are Canadians failed by a system that chose to offer them lethal injection rather than the support and hope they needed to live.